Father, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity as we've gathered together to fellowship with the Lord and with one another and around the Word of God. We thank you because the Word of God must always prevail. The Word of God must grow, be multiplied, and prevail in our lives. And it must prevail over the enemies of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. We thank you, Lord, that this day we are here again. To God be the glory. And we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. For everyone, Lord, that's taking time out on a daily basis to join us here, Father, meet them at the point of their need. Lord, redeem the time for them, Lord. The time that is spent in this room, redeem it for them throughout the day. In the name of Jesus, give them acceleration in solutions. Lord, to redeem their time for them. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Now, let the meditations of our hearts and the words of our mouth, let the preparations of the heart and the answer of the tongue today from my heart and the mouth and everybody that will speak, let it be from the Lord. Let us be encouraged. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, to God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, the lesson was, come build with me, saith the Lord. Today is part two. We're not done with the series. There's quite a few more things that the Lord wants to say to us on that. And we're still on the war zone, or the war path, you know, in preparing for our September to remember event. We're on the war path. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. And I want to read a few chapters, do some Bible reading, and hear the word of the Lord today, you know, even with this, as we prepare our hearts. To God be the glory. I'm going to read first a chapter in Isaiah. I'm going to read some chapter in the book of Nehemiah. We're going to talk through some things. But first, let's go to Isaiah chapter 41. We're going to read, it'll be a combination of scripture reading and declaring the word of the Lord. So, you know, we'll have it both ways by the grace of God. Reading from Isaiah 41 in the King James. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. That's right. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Now, who raised up the righteous man from the east and called him to his food, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? Who did that? He said, you know, he gave them as dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord. That's right. The first and with the last. I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. And I say to you, be of good courage as we go up into this event. Praise the Lord. The carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer encouraged he that smote with the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldiering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. You know, so let's encourage one another. Praise the Lord. Let's encourage one another. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Praise God. Well, you know, I receive that word for myself. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, even they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I mean, how many times is he going to say that? I will help thee. Fear thou not, thou womb Jacob, and even the men of Israel, and ye people of walking with God, be not afraid. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you to be a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains, a big and small, and thou shalt make the hills as sharp. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the hurlwind shall scatter them. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Now, we're not fighting men and women. We're not fighting flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. But the Lord is promising the victory. See, we have the power. We are clothed with an ephod. We have the Urim and the Thummim. And we can speak the word of God to bring down imaginations. To God be the glory. Now, this is the word of the Lord unto us. To God be the glory. He said, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. And these are the things that we are believing God for as we go into this conference. God will do these things. Hallelujah. Open up rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. Wow. And I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shita tree, and the myrtle tree, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the palm tree, and the box tree together. that reminds me of Arizona. Arizona is supposed to be a desert place, but out of the desert place shall come sweetness, saith the Lord. Glory to God. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord, and bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what will happen. I'm sure the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them and declare to us the things that are for to come. Show the things that are to come. Let's show us if you know, so that we may know that you are God's. But you can't do it. Only the Lord can tell us what's going to come. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, behold, ye are of nothing. Your work is of naught. I mean, all these are against all the people that are incensed against the work of the Lord. And nothing. Praise God. And the Lord is with us. Therefore, we will not be afraid. To God be the glory. The Lord hath delivered and declared from the beginning, that we may know from aforetime, that the Lord is with us, and the Lord is our strength. The God of Jacob is with us. And he is our strength. To God be the glory. Everything else will be as vanity. Their works are nothing. They are molten images. And everything they put together will be blown away. All the forces that come against or try to come against this conference, they will be as a thing of naught. Lord will blow them away. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to read to you some stories, the storyline from Nehemiah's day. What he had to deal with. We covered some part yesterday. There's a few more things that we want to cover and use that to strengthen ourselves and also as prayer lines as well. Now, Nehemiah was a man that the Lord put a burden on, to repair the wall, repair the breaches and different things. And he got favor from the king to go do it. you know, but some, there were some elements that did not want him to do it. You know, I looked at them and said, you know, why are they doing these things? So let's pick up this story from Nehemiah chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 19. You know, these are the people, you know, that were in opposition, you know. But before, you know, let me take it a little, a few verses before then, you know. So he said, I told them of the hand of the Lord that was upon me, the good hand of the Lord, and the king's word that he has spoken unto me to say, let us rise up and build. So that's the mission. You know, he told all the people he went in, you know, he went in undercover and he told the people, got some people together, you know, to build and so forth. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. So I'm challenging every one of us in the name of the Lord. Let us rise up and build. The Lord said, come build with me. There's something that the Lord wants to do and he's engaging us. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant and Ammon of the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian, when they heard it, they laughed us to scorn, you know, and despised us. So what is this thing that you are doing? Why are you rebelling against the king? Why are you causing, you know, sedition? Why are you causing division? They're not causing sedition. They're not causing division. They're just doing what the Lord put in their heart to do. Then I sat them and said, they are the God of heaven. That's right. The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. Glory to God. But ye have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem. So he told them, God, the God of heaven. And that's our response. That's our response to every muttering, peeping spirit, every serpentine spirit, every spirit of the enemy that tried to rise up against and say, you know, what is this thing that you're doing? Well, you know, they have no part in it. That's why they don't understand it. You know, they're foolish and the lukewarm. There's some fire that's going to scorch their knees. But the wise will understand. Glory to God. They will understand what the Lord is doing. Now, let's continue in looking at this story. In chapter 3, we see how many people rose up and to build and take portions of the work. Now, I'm not going to read all of it, but, you know, every one of the different families and different groups of people and various categories of the people, they took different portions of the work, sections of the wall, and different things that they would do. And they were all doing it. They were working together and building. Now, this one will build and that one will build. And it's like, you know, yeah, it's like they were just walking in unity and together they were building. And one person built and next to them they built. And after they were tired, some other person came in and built. And they were just walking together. It's like a relay team, you know. You do your part, hand it over to the other part do. And they were all walking together, you know. So that's all chapter 3. But it came to pass in chapter 4 that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. So people are mocking. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? You know, that's what they think. They think we are feeble. You know, why would they fortify themselves? What are they going to sacrifice? Are they going to do and accomplish all these things in one day? Well, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish that we have burned? Yeah. Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, well, even that which they build, even a little fox will go up and will cause it to tear down. That's what they think. But now, here is Nehemiah's response, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey the land of captivity, and cover not our iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted. You know, well, on the other hand, we pray that God will have mercy on them, you know, because they are provoking and anger before the builders. So we built a wall, and they would not be discouraged. And the wall was joined together until the half thereof. And the people continued to have a mind to work. And I encourage us, let's be strong. Let's be strong. So it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites and, you know, all these other enemies they had heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, that they were very wroth. And they conspired, all of them, come together to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder the work. You know, so, you know, there's always going to be enemies along the way. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them, you know, and it didn't matter all the rubbish that they threw in there. You know, Judah said, well, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed because they, you know, just they've thrown much rubbish in there. But they don't want us to be able to build. They just keep piling rubbish over against the wall, you know. And our adversary said, well, they shall not know, neither see it. He will come in the midst of them and slay them and cause the work to cease. So they don't want the work to go on. Yeah. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, places and so forth. I mean, they were just reporting all the opposition and different things, you know. Then set I in the lower places behind the wall, and in the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid. But remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Yeah. And fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Contend for the faith. Contend. Be in defense and confirmation of the gospel and the kingdom of God. That's what we are doing. Praise God. You know, sometimes actually, you know, let me speak as a man. I actually thrive on opposition. You know, it stirs me up. And you say, it can't be done. You say, well, you know, says who? Praise God. You know, so, and some people get discouraged with opposition. No. For me, it's a fuel. You know, fuel on that. You know, say, well, you know, that means I got to pray more. I seek the Lord more. You know, but I will not be, you know, dismayed. I will not be stopped. I will not be deterred. By my God, I leap over walls. By my God, I run through troops. The Lord has made my hands strong to bend a bow, cause my hands to fight, my fingers to walk. I mean, this is what David was always saying. He said, look, you could put troops in front of me, doesn't matter, I'm going to run through them. You could put up a mountain in front of me, I'm either going to, you know, bulldoze the thing down, any barrier, get through it, leap over it, or do something. But you are not going to stop me, David said. I run through troops and I leap over walls. Doesn't matter. I'm going forward and I'm going ahead. Praise the Lord. Came to pass then, therefore, when our enemies heard that we knew of their plans to, you know, weaken our hands and that their works and their counsel, and the Lord brought their counsel to naught. You know, and that we returned to the work of the Lord and everyone to his work. It came to pass from that time forth, you know, they even, you know, they determined to do us even more harm, he went on to say. But we also, when we builded, well, we also held everyone a weapon in our hands. For the builders, every one of them had a sword guarded by his hand, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, the work is great and large. We're separated upon the wall, one far from another. In whatever place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither, unto us, and our God shall fight for us. So there were some people that kept watch. When they saw the enemy approaching to throw some more rubbish to the wall to make it difficult for them to get through it, they will sound the alarm. The people get together and fight. Just think about that. Right in the midst of the building, the people, the enemies were bringing all kinds of things to make it impossible for them to do the work. But they kept doing the work. Glory to God. They kept doing the work. So we labored in the work, you know, and some of them that held the spear and the sword and the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, I said to the people, let everyone, you know, with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night may be a guard unto us and labor in the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men that followed me, none of us put off our clothes. You know, they were in this thing. I mean, this was a duel, you know, was a fight to the finish. It was a dog fight. They're in there. They're not going to quit. They know their enemies want to weaken their hands, stop the work, you know, but they didn't even put off their clothes for washing. They didn't have time for that. You know, they are focused, they're sold in, sold out to this task that's at hand, and they're not going to let anyone or anything discourage them. Now, we turn to the New Testament rendition of how we fight. You know, it's not, we're not fighting with swords and spears and so forth today, but we might, you know, because Jesus said, well, he that hath a, you know, no sword, let him sell his garments and buy one. You know, so there is a buying of the sword that we need to be doing now. And this is what this message is about. It's not a physical sword, though. It's the, you know, it's a message of, look, get your weapons on, put on your strength. Put on strength. That's it. You know, and put on the full armor of God. Suit up. Be ready to fight. Now, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I don't want anybody to think that we are fighting flesh and blood. No, we are not fighting flesh and blood. But nonetheless, we are fighting. And what kind of fight are we fighting then if we are not fighting flesh and blood? Well, we're fighting the powers of darkness. That's right. Powers of darkness and different things that the enemy would try to use. Oppositions and various ways of discouragement. Some people, they will be discouraged because, you know, when you try to get time off of work, they'll say no. You know, and then other things begin to happen, you know, that, you know, seems as if you won't be able to make it. Well, you know, it's all part of the opposition. But, you know, I'm going to let us know today that we are in a fight. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, you know, verses 3 and 4. They're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's right. You know, we're ready. We're fighting, you know, and but we're not fighting flesh and blood. We have power through Christ. We're empowered to bring down strongholds. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. Luke 10 and 19. I give you power. What kind of power? Well, you know, power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. To God be the glory. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus said, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, but have you revealed them unto babes? For even so, you seem good in thy sight. Now, heaven is on our side. on this mission, because heaven called for it. Now, when God calls for a gathering, there are reasons why he does that. You know, in this call, say, come build with me. There is a work that God, the Spirit of God is doing, and he's calling every one of us to be engaged. But when God calls for a gathering, he wants to speak to the people, and he wants to visit with the people, and he wants to bring his glory. He wants to bring a re-empowering. And these are the things, you know, that when God calls for a gathering, and these are the things that God wants to do. Praise the Lord. And then the call is, sanctify yourselves, for the Lord is coming among you. You know, Moses, he brought out the people to meet with the Lord. Joshua, he told the people, get yourselves ready, for the Lord is coming among you. And we are getting ourselves ready. Now, all these messages, you know, this week, have been to try to get ourselves ready. Get ourselves ready. The Lord is going to do something. And what is that something? Well, the ears that hear of it will tingle. It's going to be a walk, a strange walk. The Lord is rising up as a man that's woken out of sleep, bestirring himself. Don't poke the bear, people say. Well, bestirring himself, and he will be rough. He will cry out. He will roar like a lion. And he will devour at once even the enemies of the gospel. To God be the glory. Because the hour has come, you know, for the Lord to do his work, his strange work, you know, that he has said he would do, and cut it short in righteousness. But it begins with you, and it begins with me, as we prepare ourselves to build with the Lord. We want everyone to see themselves as a builder. Started to talk about that yesterday. See yourself as a builder. And the Bible talks about that in so many ways. It even talks about a woman whose wise will build a house, you know, but, you know, a foolish would tear it down. A foolish one will tear it down with our own hands. So we are builders. You know, in your home, you are a builder. You know, in the community, you are a builder. In the ministry, we are a builder. We are walking. We are building things. Jesus said, I will build my church. And he's invited you, come build with me. Now, he that gathereth with me is a builder. But he that gathereth not with me scattereth. And they are distractors. So, are we going to be a builder or a distractor? Paul called himself a wise master builder, because he knew what he was doing. He was focused. He said, look, I will be all things to all men, that I might by any means gain some more. I'm going to do everything I can. Sold out. Praise the Lord. Now, we want you to start engaging in putting out prayer toward this conference. We pray and pray. That's our, you know, battle posture. We want you also to be putting out the word. Say, come and see. You know, come and see. When God appoints calls a meeting like that, it's time that he's going to heal the sick. That's right. You know, people, and I've been praying, I'm praying, and I will still be praying, that every sickness, you know, people, a lot of people are dealing with all kinds of sicknesses. Some are major, some are, you know, just stubborn. Stubborn sicknesses, stubborn infirmities that will not go away. Some stubborn pain and this and that. People are dealing with for years. Now, when God calls for a gathering, the fire is coming. You know, that fire is coming to cleanse, to purge, to burn. That's right. To burn walks of infirmity. You know, and some of us are even struggling with our faith and different things. When God calls for a gathering, it is a strengthening of his people, turning them into champions of faith. That's what's going to happen in this conference. So don't be told. Now, when you come with expectation, come to be involved, come as you're rolling up your sleeves, you're part of the mission. You're not just a bystander, not just an onlooker. No, you're engaged. Praise the Lord. You're engaged. Jesus went out. He told the parable, the good man in Matthew 20 went out. He said, why stand ye idle all day long? Well, he said, get in there and do something. Even in the last minute, when he engaged those people and they went and walked, they still got the same reward. So it's not too late. Come on in there. You know, the God of the 11th hour is still calling. You get in there and see what you can do. You know, your prayers and, you know, just standing in the gap and praying. And what's the prayer that, you know, we are praying? All these things, you know, that God will visit his people. God will pour down righteousness, you know, and I love this scripture. I want you to be using this when you are praying, Isaiah 45 and 8. Be using it because this is what we are expecting. Say, drop down, ye heavens. That's a prayer. And that's also a decree. That's a command also. Drop down, ye heavens, from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. We want to see that. Glory to God. Let the earth open up. And there must be a conjunction of heaven and earth, even in this conference. You know, let them, both heaven and earth, walking together, bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I'm the Lord that's doing it. But we must be praying it. Glory to God. You know, there's going to be salvation. There's going to be healing. There's going to be deliverances. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be signs and wonders. And we're going to experience something that we haven't experienced in a long time. Or we're going to experience something again. He said, I've seen you in this sanctuary. I want to see again, you know. And then must we pray about all these things and make preparation, making preparation in our hearts, you know, to be ready, you know, for what the Lord is going to do. The Lord is coming among the people. Let's be ready. Praise the Lord. You know. The Lord has said, the Lord has spoken, and who can but prophesy? We are repeating his words now. The word of the Lord said unto me, he said, come, build with me. Well, you know, so I said, okay, fine. I'm going to say the same thing to my brethren. Come, build with me, said the Lord. You know, so the Lord is calling us. Get in there and walk. He said, the Lord said, go up to the mountains. We read that yesterday. Get wood. Come in there and build. And here's a promise that I want to use again to pray today. Back to Haggai, the call and the promise and the covenant. See, when God makes a promise, it's a covenant. You know, he just puts it out there. What he's going to do. He said, if you do it, I will take pleasure in it, said the Lord. And come and build. Do it, and I will take pleasure in it. You know, God said, look, call the people. He even challenged the people. He said, some of you have seen some great things in the past, but you haven't seen it for a long time. Well, consider now and know this, that the Lord is going to do a new thing. That's right. A new thing, and the glory of this latter house will be greater than that of the former, said the Lord. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. I will fill this house with glory. So let's read some of these promises, and we're going to use this to pray. Remember yesterday we read, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, said the Lord, and I will be glorified. You know, we read that yesterday in Haggai chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The Lord said, look, the reason why, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff and it's not coming to very much, is because you've neglected the work of the Lord, you know. And they say, well, that's why you look for much and it came to little. You brought it in and it you know, the Lord said, I even blew on it. You know, you earn money putting a bag of oats. Let's correct all that. Let's correct all that. Let's focus on doing the work. Let's go up to the mountain, get wood and build. Let's engage and be counted. That's right. You know, we're not, this is not stealth work. No, stand up and be counted. Let people know where you stand. Praise the Lord. Why halt you, you know, every day between two opinions? You know, you are either for the Lord or not. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come. Come unto me. And, you know, Lord said, look, if you do it, I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified in it, said the Lord. Now, that's chapter 1 of Haggai. Now, let's go to chapter 2. This is what the Lord promised. He said, look, you know, I am going to shake all nations. Be a shaking. Yet a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth. That's right. The desire of nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. That's the promise that we're looking for. When we come together in conference mode, the Lord said, I will take pleasure in it and I will fill the place with my glory. But never mind about provision. God's taking care of that. I said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. You know, everything is mine. So don't worry about it. You know, hallelujah. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord. And in this place will I give peace. Well, how can you have peace when every day you have to go to doctor, hospital, and bills on medicines and this and this? No, that's not peace. That's trouble. You look for peace, but you got trouble. Well, for the Lord to say, I will give peace, that means he's going to take away all those things. You know, the pain, the suffering. And sometimes many of us are just living with pain management. It's like we're just living with it. Well, not to make light of it, but the Lord said, I will give you peace. You know, I'm going to bring my glory. I'm going to bring my peace. These are the expectations. One woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. There has to be an expectation in our hearts. There was another man that said, Lord, if I can just get inside that water, and if I happen to be the first, I know I'll be healed. Well, there was an expectation. He didn't get it at first. He missed it several times, but he kept coming. There was something in his heart. I said, look, I got to get in there. You know, let's have that expectation. You know, let's have that expectation from the Lord. Now, you know, I pray that the Lord will give us understanding in our heart. So, well, why is he spending so much time talking about it? Because the Lord said, talk about it. Praise the Lord. Talk about it. Jesus himself, he spoke to the disciple many things and he repeated his, you know, many subjects time and time over again. I said, lo, I have told you. You know, that which I told you before, I tell you again. I told you, and I'm telling you again. So we are encouraging everyone to believe the Lord. And, you know, maybe the Lord will even stir you up if you were not thinking about it exactly before. Maybe think about it and be a part of this. Praise God. A great army. There's an army that Joel prophesied, you know, that is being raised up. But will you be a part of it? Or you be an onlooker? Or you be a bystander? Well, in this army that Joel was talking about, you know, they understand division of labor. They also understand ranking, you know. Yeah. And they don't break their ranks, we're told. And they don't jostle. They're not there jostling for position and so forth, you know. an army where people are jostling for position, they're not going to accomplish anything because they're not focused on the mission. You know, the army of the Lord, they know what they are doing. The Lord said, blow that trumpet. That's a trumpet that we're blowing now. Sanctify it fast. Well, we sanctified one for August 22, 23rd. Be a part of it. Call a solemn assembly. Well, we're going to call that assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, everybody. And then come forth. Let the priests, the ministers, whip between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people. Well, we're trying to do these things. And the Lord said, fear not, rejoice and be glad, for the Lord will do great things. That's right. The Lord will do great things. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and ye people of walking with God, and rejoice in the Lord your God. We are giving you some former blessings moderately, you know, the blessings that we've been having on this virtual room. Come out here every morning. Oh, the Lord's been blessing, and a lot of people have, lives have been transformed already. But that's moderately, you know. But now, you know, he's going to calm something down upon us. The grass, you know, the mown grass will receive every one grass in the field. He said, ask ye of the Lord the rain and the latter rain in the time of the season that God had called for it. Rain, time of the latter rain. And bring, pour out a blessing. Every one grass in the field. And so we're ready. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. He said, well, this time around, you will not put money in a bag of holes anymore. You will eat in plenty, and you'll be satisfied, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God that dealt wondrously among you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Whatever shame there have been, the Lord's going to remove it. He will take away the reproach, right, by which people have reproached you. The Lord will take it away. And you shall know that I am in the midst of my people. And I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never, never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord calling us, you know, that we should get up. He said, proclaim ye this to the people. Joel chapter 3, verse 9. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Are there any mighty? Are there any strong here? Daniel 11 and 32. Are there some people here? The people that do know their God? Are there some people that know their God in here? Well, they shall be strong. The more we know about God, the stronger we are for battle. That's right. They will be strong and they will do exploits. Well, wake up the mighty men, he said. And these prayers are to wake something up in people. I mean, these messages. Beat your plowshares into swords. You know, there was a time that everybody beat their swords into plowshares. They beat their spears into pruning hooks. No, this time around, we are preparing for war. You know, put on your suit. Suit up. That's right. You know, so battle ready. Let the weak say, I am strong. We don't want any weakling. Get that weak stuff out of here. You know, let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come. Come near. Glory to God. You know, let the mighty ones come near. Or let even the mighty ones come down. Or who are those mighty ones that come down? Angels that excel in strength. Let them fight alongside with us. Praise God. You know, and we are ready. We are ready. Praise the Lord. We are ready. Are you ready? Are you engaged? Are you ready to march on with the Lord? Two men said, we are ready and we can do it. The other said, no, we can't. Joshua and Caleb said, yes, we can, because the Lord said so. And that's got to be our posture. Yes, we can. Yes, I can. we are able to go up and take the place. Let us go up at once and take the place. You know, and they said, the other said, no, we can't do it. We're like grasshoppers in our own sight. Grasshoppers, when the Lord has encouraged you and given you command to go forward and take the place, and the Lord was wrath with them. He said, well, because you said you are grasshoppers, then grasshoppers you will be. Because you say you can't do it, then you won't do it. Read that story, Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. But to the ones that said that we can do it, he said, you will do it. Because as you have spoken in my ears, Numbers 14 and 28, so will I do unto you. So I want us with one voice today to say that the Lord is coming in our midst. We're going to experience the Lord. Nothing will stop us. You know, when we begin to say those things, heaven takes notice. To God be the glory. Heaven takes notice. You know, and the Lord will follow the charge. There is a charge that God gave to Joshua, and Joshua gave it to the priests, and then the people. People say, follow charge. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm telling you guys, in the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord, follow the charge that the Lord has given me as I'm following him. You are following that same charge. We're going forward. We're not going to be dismayed. We're not going to be, afraid of anything. We're not be fearful. We're not being dismayed. And we're not going to be discouraged going forward. We're going to get the victory. There have been, sprinkles of blessings. It's like manna, but the promised land is much better than that manna. Thank God for the manna here and there, but there is some real manna that's coming. In fact, Jesus, when he came and the people were telling him, well, Moses gave us manna. He got debunked the whole thing. He said, that manna that he gave you, that was not the real bread from heaven. Because you guys couldn't believe for the real stuff. God just gave you filler. I don't want no fillers. No, I want the real stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so we're getting ready. They're getting ready for the real stuff. Are you getting ready? The army of the Lord. There is an army. I hear the sound of an army arising. And this army, they are ready. They are ready. Are you ready? Are you going to receive the call with us? Let's see what the call is and the people that understand the call. I'm going to read to you in Joel chapter 2, and we are going to pray. Joel chapter 2, verse 8. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his own path. You know, they're not jostling for positions. They shall not even break their ranks. They know what they are doing. What is God doing? Well, it's like the body ministry. You know, the head must do his thing, the eyes must do his thing, the hands must do his thing. Everybody must do their thing. Nobody can say, no part of the body can say, because I'm not that thing, then I'm not part of the body. Well, Paul said, if they said so, are they therefore not of the body? You are part of the body. Praise the Lord. You know, and whatever it is that the Lord has called you to do, you must do. Every part, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways. They shall not break their ranks. These people, they are a finely refined machinery. They know what they are doing, and they go for surgical strikes. Paul said, look, I don't beat the air. I don't shadow box. I know what I'm doing. Glory to God. And the rules of engagement determine that, require that you know your enemy, know the target. You train for it. We're training, we're getting ready. We're going to bring down the walls of Jericho. Glory to God. Now, we also must pray that, you know, there will be a resounding of the praises of the Lord like never before. You know, praise is an amazing, powerful tool that brings down the glory. You know, and people come together and they're not, you know, praising the Lord like they should. They will get a limited experience. But when they really know how to get in there with the praise of the Lord, heavens will open and the Lord will come in their midst. To God be the glory. So, come build with me, saith the Lord. You know, and in preparation, we must put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. Examine ourselves. Are you being the faith? You know, remove divisions and schisms and what have you out of the way. And let us have one mind, singleness of heart, oneness of purpose. You know, speak one thing. That's right. Praise God. And, you know, we pray that distractors will not come. You know, he said, let us go in their midst. Let us infiltrate them. No. You know, the eye of the eagle has seen it. You know, we've been praying for, you know, the Lord to give us the spirit of discernment. Yeah. And the Lord has discerned certain things, and we know it too. And God is going, it's going to be a powerful, powerful experience. And so that's why we're praying about all these things. Not to worry, not to raise doubt or fear, but to eliminate those things and for the people to be strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So there's a call, there's another call to prayer today, and we're going to be praying right up until we, through the event and so forth. You know, we want it to be an unforgettable experience. You know, that's the only one I know that we're going to have this year like that. Next year, yes, by the grace of God, and maybe subsequent times, but this is the first and maybe the only physical gathering like that that we have plan for this year. So let's make it worth the while. People are coming, you know, and the way I see it is, look, you know, people are coming, you know, some people are coming from out of state, you know, or out of the country. They're making, you know, preparation. Well, we got to make sure it's worth their while. Praise God. The apostle said, well, we got to give ourselves to prayer and to the word. Well, I'm doing exactly that. You know, make sure that your expectation will not be cut off. And you are praying too. We're all praying together that the word of God will grow and be mightily multiplied and will prevail. Glory to God. So come build with me, saith the Lord. Everyone that is able, you know, they were told 20 years and up, every one of you that's able, get in the fight. Every one of you that's able, get in the fight. And then, you know, don't say you are too old either. Joshua and Caleb, they were strong. In fact, Caleb, he told Joshua, I said, remember, you know, when we went out, I was strong and I'm still strong now. That was 45 years ago. I'm still as strong today. To go in and out for war. Therefore, give me this mountain, he said it. You know, do we have any Calebs in our midst that are strong, you know, and ready for battle and re-engage? You know, some of us have been sidelined for a while. You know, you're just coasting along. No, it's time to re-engage. Praise the Lord. And you will experience the glory of God. I'm going to pray now and I'm going to lead us in a time of prayer. That's right. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. You say, well, but you've got this consecration that's coming. Well, never mind that one. Today is a day of prayer. And every day will be a day of prayer. We'll see what the Lord will do when we convocate for on August 20th through 23rd. We'll pray for each of those days. But for today, the call is get in there and be a builder. That's right. Not a tear down. Not somebody that's going to tear down. Not a downer, but a builder. To God be the glory. God be the glory. Let everyone encourage his brother. Let the carpenter encourage the goldsmith and so forth. Encourage your brother. Encourage everyone to get involved and, you know, be present. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And, well, the Lord already has the people that he's going to use. You know, so, in a great house, Paul told Timothy, there are many, many vessels. Some unto honor, some to dishonor. That's just the way it is. But if everyone makes himself ready, if everyone purges himself from things of dishonor, then they will be fit for the master's use. So that'll be a prayer here today. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, as we make preparation. It's going to be a great celebration in the presence of the Lord. And in readiness for the things of God, we're praying that, Lord, help us, give us the grace to follow. Abundant grace, Lord. You say, yes, I've already given the grace. My grace is sufficient for you already. Draw upon me, look upon me, say the Lord. Lean upon me quickly. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Now, I am the Lord, your God, he said. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Only be strong and very courageous and be bold to do all that the Lord has commanded thee. Lord is speaking to me and to you. Praise the Lord. First to me. Praise God. Lord, I thank you. I give you, Lord, the praise. And I give you, Lord, the glory. Now we are the strong people. We are a people strong. You know, our people may be few, but strong. Glory to God. He is strong that executed his word. The Lord will go before his camp. He will, you know, speak with his voice. And the voice of the Lord is strong. Break down the cedars. Break down the mountains. Break down different things. And he is strong that executes his word. We are strong in the word of the Lord. And that word will bring healing. The Lord sent his word and he healed them. The Lord will bring deliverance. Jesus healed all manner of sicknesses among the people, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Every kind of oppression of the devil, yeah, requires healing from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not just physical sickness, every oppression. Lord, healed all that were oppressed of the devil. God be the glory. Lord, bring forth your power, your grace upon your people to engage. Engage in the fight. Engage in the work of building. God be the glory. And Lord, you said that the laborers are indeed few. God needs more laborers. I pray, Lord, a call out here today that people will step up and get in the fight and build. And walk with the Lord. Come build with me, said the Lord. And now, Lord, we pray against every discouragement. Yeah. The Sambalats, the Tobiases, the Geshems, and all the Arabians and different things are coming up like they came up against the people of God. Lord, all the things that the enemy will set in play. Bible even say that when the sons of God gathered together, then Satan himself came among them. We reject that in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, we pray for unity. And we pray against discord. We pray for oneness. We pray against schisms in the name of Jesus. God be the glory. If these people are one, the Lord said, there shall nothing be restrained from them. They can do anything. Yes, we can do all things. And we come together in unity. There, the Lord commanded a blessing. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord, as you prepare every heart. Souls will be saved. Heavens will drop down. Skies will pour down righteousness. The earth, we who are upon the earth, will walk together with the heavens. Will bring everlasting righteousness, bringing salvation. Souls be saved. People crying upon the name of the Lord. People getting delivered. People getting saved. People getting healed. People receiving the Holy Ghost. Huh? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Even as you have done in the past, do again, Lord. Do again. Bring forth the power of God in revival fires. Now, Lord, we repent of every callousness or every, uncaring attitude. And just being at ease. The Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease. Amos 6 and 1 in Zion. We don't want to be at ease, Lord. We want to be engaged. We want to be engaged. Help us, Lord, to be engaged. Strengthen our hands, strengthen our fingers. Say, the Lord, strengthen my hands to war, my fingers to fight. Through my God, I can run through a troop, can leap over walls. Hallelujah. Everything that compass around me, I'll blow through them. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. And the Lord said, all that are incensed against you will fall for your sake. To God be the glory. Now, Lord, all the other things that remain, even as Jesus said, go and say, the Lord had need of it. That's right. All the other things that remain, the Lord had need of it. We declare it in the name of Jesus. So be it. So be it. So be it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for strengthening my brother and my sister here. Receive the call. Glory to God. And I say, well, who shall we send? Shall we go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, Lord. Send me. I pray that there will be people in here today that receive the call and the mantle of grace will come upon you to do his bidding. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus. Get in there with prayer. Get in there to support the work and let's build together. Ah, let's build together. Say the Lord, come and build with me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.